So many of you have told me that you've tried microdosing magic mushrooms and they're just not working and you're frustrated. We're going to walk you through this right now. We're going to get you going. Hey there, how are you? Dr. Dave, Microdose You. Welcome back. How did you like that little opening bumper I had, little video bumper I put in there? It's gonna be in my videos from now on until we change it. Tell me what you think. Make a little comment down there. Just let me know how you liked it. I appreciate that. So, okay, you're trying to microdose. You've tried to microdose magic mushrooms, and for some reason, it is just not working. You're feeling still depression, anxiety, effects from previous traumas, whatever it might be. It's just not working. And you've heard all this hype and everybody, it's worked for so many people and you're really, really frustrated. So let's talk about this and let's get you going and let's get you on a path that will work. So first and foremost, this is super important. And I know I've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating because it is crucial. You need to watch the video entitled, I did this video a short time ago, it's called The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Microdosing Magic Mushrooms. It's on my YouTube channel. I will make a little link down in the show notes, in the comment, the show notes would be better, and direct you right there. It's super important. It tells you from start to finish exactly how to do it, what doses, how often, how to know if your dose is right, and much, much more. It walks you through in a very systematic way. And doing it systematically is super important. I mean, you can't just ask a bunch of people, hey, I'm thinking about microdosing, where do I start? Which dose should I start at? And people be throwing all kind of different answers to you, and you pick the one you like, and you just start. That's not the way you do it. Here's an analogy. Suppose you had to go in for surgery somewhere in your chest or your abdomen. I'm just totally making this up, but just play with me here. And your surgeon, the night before, he said to some of his colleagues, he said, hey, I'm doing this surgery tomorrow. Where do you think the best place to start the incision would be? And some people say, oh, you know, go low. You should go low. Some people say, oh, go do it right here. Do it right here. He's going to get like 20 different answers. And he's going to say, well, you know, maybe I like this one the best. And it's your body. And this surgeon is not sure exactly what to do. You wouldn't like that, would you? Now, that's a pretty extreme example, but it's very similar. The surgeon is highly trained and he's done, not only has he done this a lot, hopefully, but he's gone to school and learn systematically. If you have this problem and he's doing this surgery, here's exactly how you do it from A to Z. This is how you do it. It's the same thing with microdosing. Now, luckily, you're not doing surgery, but there's a way to do it. There's a proper protocol, although there's more than one proper protocol, but it's not a hit or miss thing. You don't just start taking magic mushrooms and hoping for the best. No, it's please watch the video. It will explain from start to finish exactly how to do it. Now, I will say this, it's also much more than just ingesting magic mushrooms. I mean, okay, when you take a pharmaceutical, the purpose of that is to change the way the serotonin is in your body and make you feel better. So you could be doing basically anything and it's probably going to make you feel better. It's a pharmaceutical. Over a period of time, it probably will. But then things start happening and there's side effects and you have to take these the rest of your life. And I went that route and I didn't like it. The results were pretty good, but I didn't want to be on pharmaceuticals with side effects for the rest of my life. And God forbid, if I had to get off of them, I'd go back to exactly the way I'm feeling. Magic mushrooms, psilocybin, it's very different. It's rewiring your brain. If you're a computer person, think of it as a reboot. It's changing the way your brain is structured. It does not happen overnight, but it does happen. So again, you've got to do this systematically, and it's not just popping a magic mushroom into your mouth and swallowing it and hoping everything's fine. No, there are things that you have to do along the way as well. So, I was also thinking back, why did I have depression? Why did I have anxiety? And you need to be thinking the same way, along the same route. And I urge you to go back and just try to think as deeply as you can. Chances are your anxiety and your depression are not just strictly biochemical. That means there's something messed up in your body and you're not getting enough serotonin, or something's going on and you become depressed. No, chances are, I'm not a trained psychologist or psychiatrist, but in my opinion, there's at least a 90% chance that something happened or is happening in your life as far as some type of trauma, some type of episode, something happened or is going on that is causing you to feel like this. It's not very common where you just start feeling depressed or anxious or something else, or have some type of, you know, an issue and nothing triggered it. It's possible, but it's uncommon. Something has triggered this. So I urge you to sit down and go back and think. Now, this is better when you're using magic mushrooms. It allows your brain to think more freely, as far as that's the result that I got. Several months into my microdosing journey, I came up with a whole list of things, and I talked to my psychiatrist about this, and he said, Dave, you figure stuff out that it takes people 10 to 20 years to do on just talk therapy alone, and so these mushrooms must really be working. Yes, they do work, but you have to put the work in as well. What did I figure out about my life? If I share some things with you, it might help you at least a little bit dive deeper into your life and just figure things out. Now, again, you can't fix the past, but realizing what happened, what the triggers were, if it's something that is still going on, to remove yourself from that situation. Those are things that you need to understand and work on. So I'll share just a couple things that from my past that actually got me into this situation of anxiety and depression and post-traumatic situations and things like that. Well, some of them were actually things that were going on medically with me. So I discovered that I had obstructive sleep apnea. And sleep apnea is something, and I talk about this a lot in my videos, because it's extremely important. 80% of the cases in the US, at least, go undiagnosed. And in the world, it might even be more than 80%, because we're pretty advanced in that here. So I'm thinking in Europe or wherever you may be, it might even be more than that. But sleep apnea is a medical condition where you don't get enough oxygen. You stop breathing in the middle of the night multiple times. And if you don't think this messes with your body, then you're wrong. It does. It was raising my blood pressure. It was absolutely making me anxious. It was causing depression. So things like that's something I discovered. But yes, you've got to take care of that also. You can't just take magic mushrooms and have all these other things going on in the background that are eating away at your body. You can't do that. Something else, I was vegan for 7 years, and I discovered that at first it was really good and it was cool when I was telling everybody I was vegan, like all vegans do, of course. But you know, you can do that all day long, but your body and science know the truth. And I was starting to be depleted or missing some nutrients, some important nutrients in my body. I can't even tell you what they were because we don't know. But I was slowly starting to feel horrible. I was tired all the time. I was anxious. I just didn't feel like I had the energy to do things. I was getting injured a lot. This contributed to my overall problem. I stopped being vegan. Now, anybody out there that's vegan, I apologize. You know, my body is important to me, and we've been eating animal products. Humans have been eating animal products for since the beginning of time. And if you hate me for losing the veganism, you know, I apologize, but I did that, and I did start feeling better and healthier. I also think that I had COVID back probably right around the beginning of COVID. This is just my theory, but I think that also started, you know, sometime in spring of 2020, and I think that really started wreaking havoc on my body. Anything that I had going on, like being vegan, the sleep apnea, and more, that was causing it to be even worse. And it was really, really horrible. And I felt just terrible. Also, not being in the right place in my business life. I just felt like I was not going in the direction I wanted to, and I was feeling a lot of stress and things like that. And that was also eating away at my body. So those are four things that I realized that were going on presently at that time. But also, I also thought about trauma from my first marriage was eating away at me, or had eaten away at me in the past for sure. Also, being raised in a Jewish family, in a Jewish community, and with a very overprotective Jewish mother, that all this stuff comes into play. Now, again, we can't change the past, but at least we can recognize it and figure out where our trauma is coming from. And then the magic mushrooms help repair that trauma. So once you got that all thought about and figured out, I recommend doing it concurrently while you are on your microdosing journey. You don't have to wait. I mean, in fact, it's better done while you are microdosing. These things will start to come to your mind and you will be able to figure them out. Now, if you're in, not only medically, but if you're in a bad situation now with either a relationship or your job or business or friends, or it could be anything. Again, I want you to think deeply. This stuff will come to you and you need to make the proper changes. So in other words, if you're microdosing magic mushrooms, but you're in a horrible relationship, or your job, you just can't stand going in every day, or you have children that are giving you trouble and issues, all this stuff comes into play. So you've got to, as you learn and as this comes to the forefront in your brain, you've got to start taking care of this as well. Again, it's not just a pill that you take and then your life stays the same and you hope for the better. It doesn't really work like that. This is supposed to improve your entire life, your entire existence, and it will, but you have to put the work in. Now, some other things I'm going to recommend. Again, I'm assuming that you have watched the video, The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Microdosing Magic Mushrooms, because again, I'm not talking about dosage here, what strains, or I'm not talking about and how long you need to do it. That's all in that video. So and I'm not gonna repeat myself there, but it's crucial, super important. Now, assuming you've done everything I've talked about up to now, I'm going to recommend at least two things on a daily basis. Number one, turn off the news. Do you want me to repeat that? Number one, turn off the fucking news. The news isn't good. The news is not all real. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist because I do believe a lot of it, but the way it's being slanted, and depending on what news source you're getting it from, it's exaggerated. It's not necessarily correct. It's you're hearing one side. It's turn it off. It doesn't matter at this point. The world is the way the world is. I'm not saying don't care about the world. I'm not saying don't care about whatever country you're in. I'm not saying don't care about things. You can still care. You can still vote. You can still be a little bit up on some issues. But watching the news and obsessing over it on a daily basis and worried about who's going to win this election, what's going to happen here, it's really horrible and it's eating away at your body. And if you don't believe me, you got to start. Please trust me. I've done it both ways. As soon as I removed the news from my daily life, and yes, that includes financial markets. Don't be looking at the stock market every day to see what your portfolio is. It's there. It's going to be fine. If it goes down, it's going to come back up. Don't worry. But when we start obsessing and worrying and burying ourselves like deep into this world of bad news, bad financial markets, tough economies, recessions, it does eat away at your body. And you might not believe me, but it does. There's no way it can't. Okay, so turn off the news, please. Turn off all that stuff, all those horrible negative outside forces. Do that. If you don't do some of these things I'm asking you to do, you're likely not going to get the results that you're trying to achieve. So again, I'm here, even though you might not want to do some of this, if you just say, okay, I'm going to listen to Dr. Dave, you know, the worst thing that can happen is after a few months, none of this stuff works, and then I haven't really lost anything because it wasn't working anyway. But the upside is it will work. And that's just, trust me, that is the likely upside, the most likely upside. The other thing I'd like you to do is every single morning, I'd like you to start off with some type of positive mantra, meditation, yoga, watching comedy, videos of comedy, all this stuff really starts to wire your brain for the day to be positive. I say a positive mantra every single morning. I say, here's exactly what I say. It's really easy. I say it out loud. I write it down, whatever I want to do, but I say, it's a good day. It's a beautiful day. It's a positive day. I am positive and I will stay positive. I am centered and I will stay centered. And I have a shield around me protecting me from negative and bad. If you just say this every single morning, along with some gentle yoga, maybe a little bit of meditation, maybe a little of, introspection, whatever you want to do, prayer, if you pray, there's no wrong, there's no real right, just calm thinking, positive affirmations. Again, it's the work that you need to put in to get this stuff to work. And those are the suggestions I have for you if your microdosing is not working. Now, if you are in a group, it's a small group of people that you've done all of this and you've given it quite a while, you've given it several months and you just don't feel any change whatsoever and you're still depressed and things are rough, then you might need to take the next step, which is microdosing just might not be enough for you. It might be too slow. It is possible. Microdosing does not work 100% of the time. So if you're still in that category, after you've given it everything you've got and tried everything that I've told you, then you might be a candidate for macrodosing, for larger doses of magic mushrooms. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. The goal is we want to fix you. We want to get you going. We want you to feel better. I want you to feel better every single day. And remember, this is not medical advice. This is just my experience, what I've observed over the last year and a half plus or so. So if microdosing is not working, you might be a candidate for larger doses. And what I want to do is stop here, but I do want to tackle that in another episode. Because again, my goal is to get you feeling better. It doesn't matter how we go about it with magic mushrooms. It might be microdosing, it might be larger. But again, I want you to feel better. That's my goal here, because I know what it's like to feel horrible every day. I've been through it. I've been through it, guys, and it's not fun. So we'll stop it here. Again, if you're, I appreciate you being with me here. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, make a comment, give me a like. It helps the channel, and the better the channel does, the more people we can reach all over the world and help our fellow human beings start to feel better once and for all. Okay, say goodbye. I do love you. I'm Dr. Dave, and this is Microdose U.